I love the ring of that.
Real crystal.
Crystal. They're wedding glasses.
10 years old at this point.
Yeah, over 10 years.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. But I got two sets of them. Can I take a sip? It's always awkward. Can I take a sip? Sure. I'm going to sip.
Oh my gosh. After you guzzled it, how was it?
Oh, it was delightful.
Wonderful. My turn.
What are you drinking?
Whatever you poured me.
Exactly the same thing. Some kind of cab. Yeah. I like this brand because it feels like light and lean. I don't know.
It's good.
I like it.
Screw top.
But it also comes in, obviously, cab and noir and Chardonnay. Like, it has every type.
They hit them all.
Pretty much.
It's your basic wine company.
But I really like it because every single one of them, light enough where you can drink it during the summertime, and I'm not getting paid to say this at all, but it just, I don't know, I don't wake up with a headache, and I'm just trying to do like more natural wines or
bourbon. Limit the wine.
Yeah, I mean, last night I did not limit my drinking, but it's okay.
It's a good time, Charlie.
It was. Between a martini, glass of wine, and then a margarita. I was all over the board.
Yeah, you were.
I was. But it was good. Yeah. I slept great. I didn't wake up with a headache. I was all gravy, baby.
Indoor mini golf here in Scottsdale because it was 112 yesterday. So needless to say, air conditioning while mini golfing is pretty dope.
Yes.
But there's a new putt shack that they put in. Pretty fun.
Yeah. So if you find one in, you can go on the putt shack and go and see if they're in your neighborhood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's one coming to, I think it was Ohio, because I was talking to someone like that I work with.
It's a cool concept. It's like, yeah, like I was telling my folks, it's like pinball meets mini golf. It's kind of like a digitized 2023 version of mini golf.
Yeah. It's honestly fun. Liked it because it kept score for you.
Yeah.
And like it would track your ball specifically and then what ones you actually did. And one was like trivia. I think that was my favorite one. I was guessing everyone's trivia questions and giving them the right answers.
My favorite one was the one I got a hole in one in.
What was it?
I forget which one it was.
Was it the pinball one?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the bowling one.
No.
And it wasn't the pool table one.
That one's impossible to get a hole-in-one in.
Yeah. That was not a good time.
But anyway.
Anywho.
So if you find one in your area, I would recommend. It's an adult type venue. They got bars and you can get food there and stuff like that. So yeah,
but the kids are always welcome too. I think the cutoff is like no kids after 8 p.m.
Something like that.
I saw on the website, which makes sense. So yeah.
Hi, boy.
Mickey's in the room with us.
Say hi.
Loving life.
Yeah.
Sleeping on the carpet. Just chilling. Chilling like a villain, Mickey. Okay.
We wanted to talk about.
What do you want to talk about? Life?
Yeah, sometimes your path in life isn't so linear. It's not as straight as you think it would be.
Yeah.
You know, and we have our own experience with it, but when you talk to a lot of people, you know, their dreams or their aspirations or the way they think life's going to unfold isn't always exactly how you plan it.
Yeah.
And you find that you go through, you know, you want to go to A to B, but sometimes C, D, E, F, G is thrown in there before you get there. And it's not always as straightforward as you think.
Yeah. And I think of it as like a mountain too, of like, you're going to have your highs, you're going to have your lows and stuff like that. But like, if listeners, you like think back to like, I don't know, like as a kid, like you dreamt of whatever you wanted to do for a career and how different it is now. And I just think back to every incremental like time for me, like high school, college, like after college, like all of that, all like the big milestones in your life. I like think back and I go, wow, that was not my plan, but somehow I'm getting back to what I originally wanted in my life mm-hmm. back in college. Because I think not only God, but also if you are manifesting everything in your life and like what you speak comes true type of thing, instead of like manifesting, because I don't really love manifesting, but what you speak comes true. So like me saying like, oh, I really love interior designing and like that kind of stuff. And here it's coming back into our lives, like in a different way.
Right.
So like when we look at life, it's one door is opening, but maybe in like 4 months, the other door is opening that you always wanted and mm-hmm. you didn't know or realize it. So I may be pertaining to my situation right now,
sure,
which I can't talk fully about just yet. So,
yeah. And I also think, you know, in life, we set these expectations and we set these bars in our lives.
Yeah.
Like these achievement goals, which is great.
Right? Fantastic. Always have those stretch goals, but.
Absolutely. But sometimes you have to, not sometimes, I shouldn't say it. I say that word a lot.
Yeah, you do. And just like you say, let me tell you something I was thinking about. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
But yes, I do have classic lines that I always open phrases with, or thoughts and ideas. And
I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, what is Josh thinking up this time?
But if we don't, if we have those, okay, so let's go back to, we have those achievements, yeah. We have those stretch goals, we have those bars in our life that we want to achieve, mm-hmm. like, you know, strive for.
Hands down.
But we think there's a clear path, whether it's in your career or yeah. financially or something like that, where, you know, yes, if I just stay in this route and I just keep going down this road, yep. 10, 15 years, I'll get there.
Yep.
Back to your idea of the peaks and the valleys. Yes, mm-hmm. there are going to be your troubles, your ups and your downs. But also opportunities. There's going to be forks in the road. There's going to be branches off the main route. Yeah. That
opportunities you didn't even think of.
Right. And sometimes you're forced down these avenues,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst to you, because let's be honest, life is not completely our plan. It's yep. already pre-written for us. We can choose to make the decisions along the way, whether they mm-hmm. benefit us or not benefit us. But from the day that we were born to, you know, our life has been planned out till we die. And we have the opportunity and the will to choose right from wrong.
Yeah.
And also what the best fit for us, for our morals yeah. and codes and honor yep. and all that kind of stuff. You know?
Hands down.
But back to the branches and the things like that coming to the forks in the road, you know, we're sometimes forced to take the next exit, and we may think, oh no, I'm turning way before my destination here. This isn't going to be good.
Yeah.
But along that scenic route, possibly,
mm-hmm.
you're going to learn a lot of stuff. You're going to be put in situations where you're going to have to grow.
Yeah.
Where you're going to be uncomfortable. Yep. And right, we've all been on a road trip where you make that wrong turn and now you're uncomfortable because you're like, oh no, I don't know where I'm at, or what is this part of town? Like, I think I made the wrong turn.
Is it sketchy, or like, are we good?
Right. But you know, how many times have you made a wrong turn, but then you find like, yeah. oh, this road is pretty dope. Look at these really nice houses on this road. I've never been mm-hmm. down this way before.
Yep.
Sometimes those untraveled roads are the roads with the most beauty or the most opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And you never otherwise would have taken them if yeah. you weren't forced down it, whether that's God's will or, you know, outside opportunity or outside influence that you can't control.
Or you're not forced down that road. You chose that, even though you know what your final destination is. You said, okay, I'm gonna take this avenue and see where it takes me instead of that straight path,
the main road.
Because if you take that straight path, that main road, maybe there's traffic and you need to get off an exit to get around that traffic.
Are you talking about the road less traveled?
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of topics and songs even written about this, right?
Exactly. But sometimes like we have that tunnel vision of like go, 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 which is wonderful. But if some opportunity comes up that's like, you're like, I would have never thought of that. Let me jump into it and jump with fear as well, because it's going to be fearful because it's not what you thought. But opportunities come up and we dismiss them.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know when that next big, quote unquote, big thing is going to change the whole trajectory of your life.
Yep.
Like, linear to me is boring. And I don't grow. I don't have any like knowledge base from it. Nothing. Like, I don't get anything from a linear road. I'd rather it be twist and turny and take my like Porsche out on that rather than going straight.
I'm with you.
Because it's fun, in my opinion. But I think a lot of people don't think of that because they're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the mindset, the willpower to go that way. They don't want to think outside of the box.
Let's use a good example. Okay. My career.
Yeah. Okay?
So I went from being a parts manager of a whole department.
Yeah.
Okay. And my current role at the new dealership I'm at out here in Arizona is I'm a warehouse manager. Now, some may argue that, you know, hey, that's kind of a step back. You were the full department parts manager, mm-hmm. now to just being more of a niche, you know, warehouse manager. You're not over the whole thing anymore. But what they don't realize is, and it took me a little bit to realize it too, because I kind of struggled with the notion.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gaining so much more knowledge in a gigantic warehouse type situation. And I have about 15 people, 16 people that I'm over, which is triple the amount of people that I was over out of a smaller dealership for the whole department. And what I'm gaining from this is, say it's, you know, just a couple year stint of doing this position, it's giving me the basis and the background, the mm-hmm. knowledge that now not only am I going to have the parts manager experience, I'm going to have warehouse manager experience for wholesale and for retail, things of that nature. It's making me a more well-rounded person.
I literally wrote down well-rounded, but like, diversify your portfolio.
Right. And, you know, when you look at your career and, you know, because I want everyone that listens to this podcast to be successful. I want everyone to, you know, don't think that the only option is to be an entrepreneur and to be in business for yourself.
You can do that, but you can also be in a corporation
and do very well and be successful and then lead others, right? And mentor other people mm-hmm. with your thoughts and ideas and your positivity.
I love that. I love networking. I love mentoring. I love all of that.
Right. And you can be an influence no matter if you're the boss or if you're just an employee. Like, don't lose sight of that. Like, don't.
We call that informal leaders.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Right. Because
I'm not a people leader. I have like a quote unquote like consultant manager role, but I don't lead people, but I lead massive projects.
Right.
Because, you know, and it's the same thing. Who can you influence? Like, that's your main goal. It doesn't matter what you do in your career. And I absolutely love that of like diversifying everything. Like, you did that with your finances. Why not do that with your career as well? Take different steps that you never thought. And someone's going to be like, wow, you tried all of these like different things. Sometimes they may look at it as bad, but majority of the time it's a good thing.
You're going to be a well-rounded person.
Yes. And I think of like trying new things
mm-hmm.
in your fitness as well, like your physical health
mm-hmm.
as well. Yes, there is truth in if you do the same thing, like a bodybuilder workout,
mm-hmm.
time in and time out, like do the same workouts over and over, you will be successful and have growth in your muscles and all that kind of stuff. But say you are kind of like stagnant and you're doing the same thing over and over again, you're not going to grow. You're not going to change in your physical health or your mental health if you don't start to try something new.
Right.
Like I always say, like, you can't knock on the same door, like, it's insanity, and expect a different result.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, whatever your goal may be, and like, you know, mine recently is just being overall healthy and fit.
Yeah.
And so I kind of have stopped doing just the traditional like bro split bodybuilder type workout where today's just shoulders, today's just arms, whatever. Because I've been doing a lot more full body workouts, but also one of the perks of having your own home gym is you get to try different exercises and different lifting techniques or movements that otherwise you might be embarrassed to try at a gym because you're like, I'm new at this. I'm going to fumble. I'm going to mess this up completely and probably look like a fool.
No one's watching you. They're so worried about themselves.
True. It's true.
But I get what you're saying.
But, you know, that's, you know, I thought being a bodybuilder, strongman, powerlifter kind of thing, I was a very linear mindset when it came to lift heavy weights.
Yeah.
You know, I lift things up and put them down. You know, that kind of like, right, caveman idea. But then once I kind of hung my hat up with that whole lifestyle, I was like, I need to branch out. I need to start going on some curvy roads and start hitting some of those banks that make me feel uncomfortable or trying new things. Because this road of health isn't so straight. There's so many different avenues. There's so many different things that you can dabble with and try, whether that's like all these different diets that are out there, right? Hey, they work for some people. They don't work for some people, right?
Or they have a short-term
effect
and results, and then you gain it all back plus more. Like, there's different strokes for different folks,
right?
Like with everything, are there some diets that I will never ever recommend? Yes, because they're not meant for the everyday person.
No, but everything has its proper place for a certain reason.
Okay.
And that's my argument. So like, if you wanted to do a certain diet and you understand that I'm only going to do this for the next 3 months because maybe I'm leading up to a show, or I'm going to do it until this reason, and now I'm going to get back to a well-rounded diet, well-balanced, just eating, you know, everything, but being alert of portion sizes and, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're big components, proprietors. No, that's the wrong word.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Proponents?
Proponents
of just a well-balanced diet, you know, just moderation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of our thing, and it's worked for us and worked for your clients.
Well, you and my clients. So. But no, like, as long as you're in a caloric deficit, you will lose weight. The big thing is that people don't understand is, like, if you're in a calorie deficit, eat a lot of protein, do cardio, and lift heavy weights, that's where you'll gain muscle, lose body fat. And people don't want to do all of those things. And then they complain that they're not seeing any results, or, oh my gosh, like, the number on the scale isn't moving. Okay. Are you sleeping better? Are your clothes fitting better? Do you have more energy throughout the day? Like, there's so many different things to that. And I can go on a freaking rampage with that. But to the point, if you don't try something new, you're never going to have any kind of growth or any type of change in your life at all. And it's not going to, look at me, for example, it's not linear for me at all. I've had ups and downs. I've like gone through like the worst, gone through the best, and finally like getting back to where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be okay with that. Truly, like, there is, in the moment, you're like, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? But once you get through it, you'll realize, okay, that was meant for X, Y, and Z, where now I'm in a better position than I ever was type of situation.
Right. And people who start their own businesses, people who financially, you know, want to start growing themselves and everything.
Yeah.
You know, they think of this linear projection, like on a graph, because that's like, you know, that shows success.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
If point number one is, or if point number two at the end of the year ends up higher than point number one, then you've grown.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at that linear graph, that line, how you want it to be is just a straight 1-2.
No.
Climbing.
I did it. Right on the page.
Exactly. But it's going to be ups and downs. You're going to have to lose money and invest money, and you're going to gain money.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, for your first couple of years, especially if you start a business, most businesses don't make money their first couple of years.
And typically, it's the first, like, 3 to 5 years you don't make anything.
And you have to be a strong-willed person to push through all that and see the bigger picture.
Amen.
Because too many people give up and they're just like, oh, I tried it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't do well or whatever. And it's like, well, if you put in the work each and every day, if you're setting yourself up for success, if you're creating those habits that you're not going to lose, you know, you can't expect overnight results. And if you do, sometimes, you know, if you do get those overnight results, hopefully you've created the habits that you can continually keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
But too many people will, they get that overnight success and then they go, I made it. And then they turn it off. And then they just try to ride the coattails of that win.
And it's like,
and it falls just as quick as it came. You know,
whatever you did to get up there, you need now to match that and add another layer to get to the next step.
Keep maxing, like, as Ed Milet would say, keep maxing out.
If you don't know Ed Milet, you can subscribe to his channel, but you keep maxing out.
1% each day. Just keep going. Keep going.
I live by that, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what drives me every single day. Like, what can I do differently today than I did the day before?
And it's funny, once things start compounding,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you once thought was, oh my gosh, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting an hour workout in, walking the dog, eating my breakfast, and then going to work, that's impossible.
One of our listeners will be so proud of me because I would wake up when we lived in South Carolina. I would wake up at like, I didn't start work till 9:30. I would wake up at like 8 and like roll out of bed and all that kind of stuff. Who's waking up at 4:35?
You are.
Every single day. Do I work out in the morning? No, but baby steps. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I work out on my lunch break. But like baby steps with it.
So where I was going with that is the compounding effect, because, you know, after having that routine has now become a habit for me, it's no longer daunting. It's no longer something where I dread, where I feel I don't, like, I have the energy to do it, you know. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, do I add a second workout in at night when I come home? Do I?
He literally said that to me, and I was like,
you know,
if you want to, in the winter time when it's not 112, we can go mountain biking.
Right. But it's funny how the human body will acclimate to stress or to a new lifestyle change or to a new routine. And it just, this is going to hurt some feelings and stuff, but what I do is not hard, or it doesn't per se make me any better.
No.
But what it does is it opens my eyes to really how lazy people are.
Yep.
Because again, I'm nothing special.
Nope.
I'm the same as the person next, you know, over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could do the exact same thing, but they have every excuse in the book why they're not doing it.
I literally said to someone, and I'm not going to say who it was. They said, I know what to do. I just don't do it. And I was like, that's great. Because once you create it like a habit, you know you have to do it, but you don't do it. That's pure laziness. Okay. Yeah. But once you start doing it, it becomes a habit. Then after a while, it becomes a lifestyle. And then after a while, is that even like a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll go with it. It just becomes your life.
Right. Like, but it's discipline.
It's and discipline is mindset.
Yes.
Like,
and trust me, those things are not something that you cultivate and it sticks and stays. That's something that you have to cultivate and recultivate and keep practicing on and keep reminding yourself, because we're all human, right? Trust me, I got those days where I hit the alarm clock and I'm like, screw this. Nope.
I'm going back to bed.
But then I do the whole, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I just like kick myself out of bed. And guess
what?
That's
a Mel Robbins thing.
It is. But, you know, it all, you just getting up out of bed and taking charge of your life. Because if you're going to let your life run you, that's where the excuses come in. That's where every, like, I don't have time, or I'm just
I'm too sore.
Right.
Bro.
It's funny because
I live life sore. Thank you.
But you're, like, what people don't realize is supplement correctly and or continually work out, and that soreness kind of breaks down and goes away. Like, your legs are sore because of lactic acid that's built up in there. Well, guess what? Do a 20-minute cycle class of low impact, get your legs moving.
Or do a, like, 30-minute mobility class, or, like,
stretch,
do a wonderful stretch, Like, there's things you can do. It's just people don't have the mindset and mentality to do it. And it's easier to make excuses than it is to get into action.
And then they wonder why their life is
mundane.
But also back to our idea here.
Linear,
where it's there's no growth. It's no linear line. It's if anything, it's a valley and another valley and another, like, it just keeps.
Here we go. Our heartbeat.
Yeah.
Okay. When you get hooked up to a heart rate monitor, okay, it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. That means you're living. Okay. That's the way your life should be.
And if you flatline.
If it's a flat line, you're dead. Okay. So why would we be a flat line?
Yeah. In our life.
It makes no sense. Because if I'm not taking risk, I'm not getting a reward, I'm not growing, nothing. Okay. That is the whole reason we are here on this earth.
And what happens when you're uncomfortable? Your heart rate starts to go up.
Yeah.
Well, what is that? That is a peak.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's showing an elevated graph line, right? Well, isn't that where your growth is? Isn't that where, you know, you not to say like you should constantly have a high heart rate because you might have blood pressure problems, but what I'm saying.
And cortisol problems is like real.
But what I'm saying is like that's the time where things are more alert and you're more active and you're more, you know, your brain is functioning at a higher capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where growth that's happens where in that live. Area. Yeah.
You know, live up there.
Love it.
I'm glad I came up with that analogy like real quick.
It's great.
Real quick.
Good stuff. Well, we don't want this one to be a long one because we sometimes will just ramble on here.
I know. I like to ramble sometimes, but you got to cut that out.
That's right. That's right.
At least this time I didn't blow the mics.
That was fun.
With the ranch water. That was a good time.
Yeah.
But if you want to share this, that's the way we grow. Share it with someone who needs to hear this, who maybe is lacking that oomph. Dedication, motivation in their life, and you want more for them.
Need to kick in the arse.
Share this with them. That's the way we grow. We appreciate y'all so, so much. If you want to know more, learn more, peakdrivenllc.com.
I was just thinking about this.
What?
We kind of lied to the customers.
Did
or
we?
The listeners. Customers.
Customers.
Listener, whatever. Because we said that we were going to try to get on video to do this, right? The podcast room in the new house, obviously life took over. We moved across country again, blah, 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 blah. They're tired of hearing it. But we have a setup that we're going to work on here.
Yeah.
And we haven't forgot about that idea.
No.
We will definitely try to instill that.
Yes.
It's in the plans. You
Free
know.
Content into the YouTube verse.
Yeah.
Everything is in the works and...
It takes time, people.
It does. But... We have no excuses.
No.
We just, you know, I have to buy a car as well.
Yeah.
So.
But we also work, you know, life. Like you said, no excuses, but no. Like.
But I have my.
I think people can feel our pain when it comes to.
I know.
You know, you still make time to do this every week though.
Heck yes.
And you still teach your class.
I still do.
Small and, bites of the elephant. That's all I'm saying.
And I have off tomorrow. So new programs are coming soon that fit your specific goals. So cycle syncing, if you're running like a marathon, there's something out there for you. If you want to gain muscle, you want to be more confident in your own skin, these are all programs that are going to be out there and courses to take in order to amplify your life.
It's awesome.
Cool.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, we love y'all. Thank you so much again. And go ahead and be the light.
All right. God bless. Love y'all.
Love y'all. Bye.